Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. At 12:25 a.m. on Sunday, July 8, 1945, 2 months after Germany's surrender in World War II, the report of a .30-caliber machine gun shattered the silence in the small southern Utah town of Salina. Private Clarence V. Bertucci, a 23-year-old guard at a nearby prisoner of war camp full of sleeping German prisoners, sprayed the camp with 3 bursts of bullets. Bertucci fired 250 rounds in 15 seconds before being stopped by fellow camp guards. He had been on duty for less than a half hour. 250 German prisoners living in 43 tents populated the camp at the time Bertucci's rounds hit 30 of those tents. Wounded prisoners were sent to hospitals in Kearns, Fort Douglas, Tooele, and Brigham City's Bushnell General Hospital. The most seriously wounded prisoners received medical attention in Salina. A total of 8 prisoners died on July 8th. A 9th prisoner succumbed to his wounds on July 13, 1945. 20 other soldiers were wounded. The uninjured soldiers went back to agricultural work in San Pete County and around Salina the next day, though they had requested the day off. On July 12th, the 8 dead were interred in the Fort Douglas Cemetery. German POWs from Ogden purchased wreaths to adorn the U.S. military caskets bearing their fellow soldiers. The War Department allowed some German POWs to attend the funeral, and the 17 prisoners in attendance sang "Good Comrade." No Nazi flags were allowed at the service. Private Bertucci remains somewhat of an enigma. The motive for the shooting remains unclear. A few hours before the shooting, he reportedly drank a few beers, then promised something big would happen that night. After the shooting, Bertucci went to Fort Douglas for psychiatric treatment. He died in 1969. Research and writing for this Beehive Archive episode was done by Nicholas Demas. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.